From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. SAT scores are out today, and college-bound students this year did just a little better on the entrance exam than last year. Scores on the verbal portion of the test rose a single point. Math remained steady. Despite that modest success, the gap between white and minority students taking the SAT has widened. The new numbers feed a continuing debate over whether the educational system or the test itself is to blame. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The College Board, which oversees the SAT, admits up front that you can only learn so much about education by looking at the scores of a college entrance exam. Less than half of high school seniors take the SAT, and scores for particular states or schools fluctuate wildly depending on how many students take the test. Yet it remains one of the most closely examined snapshots of teenagers headed off to college. At a press conference today in Washington, the head of the College Board, Gaston Caperton, said there are signs that this year's freshmen will be a more diverse lot.
More students are taking the SAT than ever in the history. More than a third of this year's test takers are minorities. A third are the first in their family to go to college.
Overall this year, college-bound seniors averaged 506 out of a possible 800 on the SAT verbal section. That's the highest in a decade. SAT math scores remained at the 30-year high of 514. But as in years past, any good news was overshadowed by the persistent gap in scores between students of different races and family income levels.
Minority students, for the most part, continue to trail in averages in both verbal and math scores. It's very alarming to us. It's very alarming to us, this gap that we have.
On average, men still have higher math and verbal scores than women. SAT scores consistently rise with family income. Students of Asian descent continue to outperform all other groups in math, but scores for African Americans, Mexican Americans, and some other minorities are down this year. And the gap between those groups and white students is wider than it was 10 years ago. Some researchers say the effect may be statistical. A lot more minority students have been encouraged to apply to college and take the test, and increased participation can lower averages. College Board President Caperton puts the blame elsewhere.
Tests are not the problem. Students are not the problem. The problem we have is an unfair education system in America, an unequal education system.
But as a major part of the education system in America, the SAT is getting blamed too. This year's numbers are more ammunition for critics. Bob Schaefer is with the group Fair Test.
The test maker says the sole value of the exam is to predict first-year college grades. Yet despite their lower scores, fully 42 points on this year's SAT, young women get higher grades in college when matched with men for identical courses. So either all the colleges in the country are wrong about what preparation means, or the test is flawed.
Schaefer says close to 400 colleges have dropped or limited their use of the SAT in admissions, and the University of California is considering dropping the SAT-1 as an admissions requirement. Still, more than 80% of four-year colleges continue to use the test in determining who gets in and who doesn't. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.